best altcoin of the day.
Is this the next big layer one to launch since Near Protocol and Solana?
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing a massive new Layer 1 altcoin that just launched today.
This is integrating Web3 with real world assets. This is designed to support the hottest narrative that we're seeing right now, and that's DeFi. And I think it's really important to pay attention to this project because there's this platform called CoinList, and CoinList helps support the launches of these projects. Basically, they raise a bunch of money from a whole bunch of community members, and you can see how successful or unsuccessful the project might be based off how much capital it raises. This project was oversubscribed, but there is 15,000 people who contributed and they raised $36 million, going above and beyond the goal of $20 million. This is the largest CoinList launch in over 2.5 years. Why did I say Near Protocol and Solana at the very beginning? And that's because Near Protocol and Solana were also on CoinList and secured large bags like this before they've done 20Xs, 200Xs, etc. So it's important to note that, look, hey, here's this new project that hit CoinList, raised a shit ton of money, and you know, could do quite well when you dig into it and see what they're all about.
For sure. So the name of the project that just launched today, one of the most anticipated altcoin launches of 2024 that we've been waiting for a while, is Peak. P-E-A-Q. Now, some people are calling Peak the absolute king of DePIN. And when you look at the partnerships, the multinational corporations that Peak has already worked with and continuing to work with, you're talking about names like MasterCard, Bosch, Airbus, even Fetch AI in crypto. These are some of the hugest and biggest names that are either in crypto or in like the traditional Web2 space, in the infrastructure space, engineering. And DePIN is, you know, one of those sectors that's hot, obviously. And it's one of those sectors that can really bring institutional money in because you're talking about decentralization of physical networks. And when we look into, which we will during this episode, so make sure you tune to the end, of what exactly Peak is doing and why it's so important and why their technology is already being used by these massive multinational corporations, this is undoubtedly the best altcoin to launch today and one to watch the future.
So essentially, Peak, is their aim is to ensure that Web3 is integrated with real-world applications, allowing various machines, vehicles, robots, and all these things to operate on a decentralized network. So it's like the Internet of Things, if you will. There is going to be a billion. Their aim is to have 1 billion devices connected. They already have 500,000 connected, and that's various robots and machines, all these things. This is providing the connectivity layer amongst all the DePINs and everything that's going to be connected to this infrastructure. And they're sitting at the hub. And if this does become, who do we have the interview with? Is the Cinternet guy. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how DePIN kind of just last cycle, it just missed because the infrastructure wasn't there and it wasn't quite ready yet. This is a very smart individual. And he was saying how DePIN is now here and it's ready and the infrastructure is all there. And this could be one of the hottest narratives. And this could be where a lot of money flows into in the upcoming months and years.
Yeah, we haven't seen like a specific L1 for DePIN yet. And that's what Peak Network has built. Now, I talked about their collaborations and their partnerships. So Peak joined the Fetch AI Foundation, with a $100 million allocation, which is governed by not only Fitch AI, but Bosch. Now, working with Bosch in the world of DPIN cannot be like overstated how massive this is. So Bosch is a $100 billion annual revenue company headquartered in, I think, Germany or somewhere in Europe. This is like engineering, industrial tech, and one of the world's largest automotive suppliers, right? So we're talking about supply chain, we're talking about mobility, and we're talking about networks. Now, they see the future, and they know that decentralization is coming and will disrupt the whole thing. So whether it be like private or commercial vehicles, transportation services, fleet management, smart transport infrastructure, all that stuff, this is exactly what DPIN is built for. Decentralized physical networks. And they're working with Peak. That's huge, right? And another thing they've done is they joined the MasterCard StartPath program. So when you talk about all these existing Web2 physical infrastructure networks, they're all using fiat currency, right? No one in that world really is using crypto yet. But Peak sees the future. They know that they have to start working with the old school fiat companies like MasterCard. So by working with MasterCard and in starting to integrate crypto into the Web2, into the fiat, and by working with Bosch, Airbus, and all these companies, Peak is making inroads with massive institutions so that when DPIN starts to actually really start to bear its fruits, they are at the center of it all.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Like, you're merging DPIN with traditional finance. And it makes a lot of sense that Bosch and Airbus are getting on board because, you know, when Bosch is dealing with all these machines around the world who are massive contributors from the engineering side of things, with Peak getting involved with all this, it makes sense for Bosch because Bosch already has hundreds of thousands of these machines everywhere around the world. So it makes sense to be jumping onto this decentralized network. There's a lot of dApps that are on the Peak network already with a lot of users. So they have this thing called Silencio. It's an app powered by 280,000 people to monitor noise pollution.
So that's cool.
MapMetrics is a drive-to-earn navigation app that has already mapped over 600,000 kilometers. Tenio, a platform that has tokenized Austria's largest fleet of car-sharing Teslas. So there's all these different use cases for Peak that's already being utilized. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 600,000 kilometers is not all that much, but what happens when that turns into, you know, 2 million, 10 million? What happens when the 280,000 people monitoring noise pollution turns into a million people?
Yeah.
You know, and it's all going to happen because they're already working with, like you said, these enterprises like Audi, MasterCard, et cetera, Bosch. So,
yeah. For sure. I mean, you look at the Peak network, and again, the token hasn't even launched yet, right? So this is still early days for this project. They've got 25 plus different DPINs already building on Peak. So 25 different like projects, basically. They've got over $25 million in tokenized machine real-world assets, which is another whole thing that they're tokenizing machines that are part of these networks, right? Like cars or structures, whatever. 500,000 plus machines, vehicles, robots, and devices already on the Peak network. So this is a real project that's partnering with real companies, with a real team. This is not some one of these anonymous projects that's popped up out of nowhere, right? And the reason why they've already seen such massive adoption is because, as we mentioned, this is a layer one specifically built for DPIN. So it's high throughput, high scalability, low transaction fees. It's both EVM compatible and Solana compatible, right? So they're making it very easy for any project that's building in DPIN, whatever blockchain you're on, or even Solana, you can build on Peak. So they're making it easy, it's fast, it's cheap, they've got the partnerships. This is looking like the king of DPIN.
Yeah, look, 100,000 transactions per second for scalability makes it one of the fastest in the industry. And you need that if you're going to be the DPIN hub for enterprises all around the world. Mm-hmm. And the millions of people that will be utilizing this platform without even realizing that they're going to be utilizing Peak.
Yeah.
So look, the fact that this was a coinless launch, biggest in 2+ years, securing $36 million in that very short period of time from 15,000 people. Mm-hmm. Says a lot, and we're already seeing the adoption. We're seeing the partnerships. This could be a really good player over the next, you know, 2, 3, 5 years.
Yeah, I think so. One really cool thing I saw about Peak was Peak has a Nakamoto coefficient of 90 plus. So that means it's like a rating of how decentralized a project is. And that's the highest among any new major layer zero or layer one blockchain. So this is as decentralized as like quote unquote crypto as it gets. This isn't one of those centralized projects that is like masquerading as a decentralized project.
Yeah.
And I think that's why institutions like this, because it's really truly decentralized. And if you want to move towards a decentralized world of DPIN, decentralized.
Yeah.
Peak is running. They're really doing it. They're putting the money where their mouth is. In terms of the token, the tokenomics, the Peak token is used. Every transaction on Peak Network incurs a fee, and the fee is used Peak. It's Peak token, right? So it actually has real utility in the ecosystem. It's also used for governance. You can also stake it, which, you know, that's nice to have, but it has real utility in the ecosystem. So the more people that are using the Peak network, the more DPINs, the more institutions, the more huge companies that are getting onto Peak, the more Peak tokens that are going to be in demand, that are going to be used within the ecosystem. So you always like to see that.
Tokenization and monetization of real world assets. Look what Larry Fink, look what BlackRock is doing. Look at what the goals are. We know that everything's going to be tokenized. It's best to be looking at projects like Peak now that just launched today. Mm-hmm. And put this on your watch list, put it on your radar, and keep a close eye on it because, look, they're doing all the right things.
Yeah, one of the things on the website is called, it says, it's Machine DeFi. This is something that I'd never heard about before looking into Peak. Innovates by allowing tokenization of physical assets like cars, facilitating new ways to earn income and raise funds for and buy specialized hardware. So this is, again, like what you were just saying. This is like going the next mile in terms of tokenizing real-world assets because, yeah, any element of a physical infrastructure is an asset, whether it be a car or a truck or an avenue or a road or, you know, whatever it is. They're all assets, right? And again, Larry Fink says we're going to tokenize everything. So if you're going to go ahead and tokenize all these physical infrastructures, these real-world assets, Peak has the head start on that. I think they're ticking all the right boxes. When you look at their partnerships, they can't really be matched. So if you're looking for the new king of DPIN, L1 built specifically for DPIN, who has, you know, really killed it lately and just launched the token launch today, it has to be Peak.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.